is Pacifica National Board subcommittee on racism, sexism, and discrimination. Today is the 30th, Tuesday, March the 30th, 2010, and it is 8:39 Eastern Time. So can we have a roll call on who's on online? Can we go to each person, please? Who's present?
Would you like me to help you, Andrea? This is
sure,
Mia.
I would like to. Mia, okay. Mia Bediaco, and you're with what station, Mia?
I'm with WBAI.
Okay, thank you. So we, and
Alonzo Brown.
Alonzo Brown.
Mitch Cohen. Lisa Davis.
Present. I'm Lisa Davis, and I'm with WBAI. That station is in New York, but I'm a New Jersey listener representative on the local station board, and I've been on this committee for several years, and I'm looking forward to working with everybody on it and to moving this station forward pertaining to issues, very serious issues of racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination.
Thank you, Lisa.
Next is Alberto Luduera.
I am here. I'm present.
Okay. And Alberto, you're with KPFT.
Yes, I'm with KPFT in Houston, and I'm a national board member.
Okay.
And next is Leslie Redford. Leslie? Did I lose Leslie?
Must have fallen off of the line.
I lost Leslie somewhere.
Okay.
But
so, Mia, okay. Could you try to retrack her again? And I'm Andrea Turner with KPFA in Berkeley, Northern California area. So we'll track down Leslie, and Leslie Radford is with KPFK, and that's down in Los Angeles. Okay, moving right on with our agenda
number
here.
I'll call directly.
Leslie?
Can anyone hear me?
Yes, they can hear you.
Hear me. All right, good. This is Leslie
Welcome.
Radford.
Okay. Hi.
I was on the line. Nobody could hear me.
No,
oh,
we couldn't.
Okay, you must. Yeah, we couldn't. Yeah, that's really.
I could hear you, but.
Oh, good. Good. Well, we're going to move on with the agenda, and I think most of you may have received the agenda already, but you may want to change it. So we have the introductions, which we just did. We need to elect a chairperson, and then we need to a chairperson and also a recorder, a secretary. We then need to move on to the purpose of our committee and trying to set goals and objectives.
Point of information. I didn't receive an agenda.
Oh, okay. It is posted when you go in on Pacifica.org and go to the calendar section.
Hold on one second, a moment, please. So is it KPFTX that I go to, or Pacifica.org calendar?
Right, and at the top you will see where you'll see our meeting listed for this evening, and you click on the.
I'm sorry. Go to kpftx.org. Did you say or?
No. You go to the Pacifica.
I hear some choppy noise.
Yeah, that's really good. Pacifica board meeting calendar, and you'll see March the 30th. And you click on that right under there because we're listed right at the top where it says calendar of PNB meetings.
Oh, okay. Oh, here. Okay. I'm so used to using the other calendar. Okay.
Right.
Today is the 30th.
Right. And you
can
click in there.
Oh, okay.
And the agenda and everything. Once you click in, you go to March the 30th. Click on
right.
that.
Yeah, I see it right here.
Okay. And so we try to keep it as simple as possible for this agenda. However, mm-hmm. we can, you know, if there are no objections to what we have listed, and or either if there is
Alonzo.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was down in the affiliates meeting. All right.
Okay.
Could Andrea, you introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi. Alonzo.
I would like to amend the agenda.
Okay.
I would like to amend the agenda, Andrea.
Oh, you would like to amend the agenda. Okay.
Yes.
And what's your amendment?
Pardon?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes. Okay. I'd like to amend the agenda to have to immediately go to Chair Pro Tem and Secretary Pro Tem.
Okay. Are there any objections to this amendment? Hearing none, let's go to that then.
Okay. I'd like to nominate Lisa Davis.
Is there a second for that?
You don't need a second.
Okay, good. All right. Lisa Davis, do you accept?
I humbly accept. Thank you.
Okay, there's no objection on my behalf here. Okay. Lisa Davis.
I move that we close nominations.
Nominations are closed. Any objections to close? Hearing none.
Point of information.
Point of information. What is your point of information?
I just got here, and my question is simply, why a pro tem and not just a formal chair?
Oh, would anybody else like to answer that?
Yes, the right
answer. Oh. And I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Alberto.
Thank you so much. And I would like to just make a recommendation that maybe whenever we go to speak, we can say each other's names until we become familiar with each other, because that takes me so long to do. Alberto, as far as I know, in terms of the reason for the for electing a chair pro tem, that's just to elect somebody for the moment that could act as the chair. Sometimes there are procedures that are a little bit more complicated than just electing somebody as chair immediately. So therefore, at least if you elect somebody as chair pro tem, you have somebody who can at least act as the chair until a chair is formally elected. And I hope I explained that correctly.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Yes. Okay. All right. Lisa, can I go ahead and turn this over? I did what the PMB wanted me to do, and that was to convene this meeting, and so we do have that. So would you like to proceed on?
Sure, and thank you so much. I want to thank you, Andrea, a new director on the board, for convening this meeting and for taking that responsibility. It's very much appreciated. Also, I just want to welcome some of the new directors on the board. I know that some of this is very new to some of you, and I just want to say that personally, your time and your energy and your efforts is very appreciated. And thank you. And also thank you to all of the new board members. We had elections that happened that last year, and we have some people who are just very new to Pacifica and its governance boards, period. So if we have any people like that on the committee, again, I want to welcome you. I think the next order of business, and anybody please jump in and help me with this, these meetings have usually been run a little informally, so please feel free, if I'm not doing something correctly according to Robert's Rules of Order or whatever, to interrupt me. I believe the next order of business that we should want to do is to elect a secretary pro tem. Any volunteers?
This is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
I'd like to nominate Andrea Turner.
Sure. Yes. Okay.
Well, thank you so very much. because that's usually been the most difficult part of these meetings. That's usually when everything goes silent for like half an hour because nobody. It's a hard position, but one that we greatly appreciate.
Okay.
Okay.
As long as we're being streamed here, I can use all the help. Okay.
Oh, definitely. And I usually as a we can go on further. I think perhaps maybe the next thing that we should do before going on to elect a permanent chair and secretary is to maybe go over briefly the purpose of the Racism, Sexism, and Discrimination Committee. I know there's been a lot of questions about that. And what I would like to do is I have the motion that was passed. I'm trying to find this real quickly. And I can, what I'll do, Andrea, is I'll forward it to you because I don't have everybody's email addresses yet.
Okay,
and I
sir.
Just, yeah, did somebody say something?
Yes, Lisa.
Yes.
This is Alberto.
Yes,
quickly, very quickly. I hate to
mm-hmm.
interrupt you. I'm used to saying point of information, but I had a senior moment. I just had a senior moment. Did we finalize the selection of our secretary pro tem?
Yes, we did. We
okay.
Did.
Okay. I had a senior moment, and I said, "What happened?" I just want to make sure that I just want to make sure that we're moving forward on the right track, and let the record show that. That we got a secretary pro tem.
Yes, and let me just say, I'm sorry for anybody, please. At any time you don't understand something or you need something to be repeated, please just feel free to ask, just like you did, Alberto. You know, we're all trying to work together here, and we want to foster a spirit of cooperation among each other. And we know that the issues that we are dealing with, that they're not easy issues to deal with, and I recognize that. So
okay.
The better we can help each other, the better we will be. I'm going to try to forward this again onward. For some reason, it did not go to where I thought it was going to go. So let me try this one more time, because this will just give you at least the formal language that was set up. But I can just briefly tell you informally a little bit of the history about this committee. It was established, I believe, in 2006. As you know, Pacifica is a very political environment, and there's a whole lot of issues going on. It's a microcosm and a reflection of what's going on at large in society. And we know that this society, while we have advanced in some ways, we still have a long ways to go in terms of racism and sexism and other forms of discrimination. And complaints were coming up, springing up relatively frequently about issues of racism and sexism among and issues that were going on involving board members. And so, based on some incidents that happened, a need was seen to create a committee that could investigate these issues. And when I say the word investigate, I meant that that was to be applied in a very, very serious way in terms of trying to come up with a committee that would do a thorough and a just investigation about these issues. These are very serious. We don't want to put any Band-Aids on any of this or any euphemistic expressions. We really wanted to come up with a committee, or that was the intent of the initial motion, to really be able to find a way where we could get into some serious conversations about what was going on, while in the meantime giving people the ability to, if they were deliberately offended, to not have to feel that they had to sit there and take it, but by the same token looking very seriously at these issues so that we could learn to better communicate with each other, or to at least be sensitive to the issues that other people might be feeling. And it took a moment. It was a very contentious motion, and the committee was not initially well received. There was a fight to get it to exist, and it did. Usually, issues pertain around race usually were decided along the color line, even on the national board. But we did prevail, and we did get this committee started. And then I think it was in 2008, and forgive me if I'm not that familiar with some of the dates, people felt that the committee needed to be broadened. They were saying, you know, there's racism and there's sexism, but there's other issues too. There's people who are discriminated against because of their age, or even sometimes some of the diseases that are going around, health issues, that there could be discrimination based on some of these things. and we really needed to broaden it. And so there was we sort of revised the mandate and the purview of this committee. And as soon as I can figure out how to get this motion sent out, I will do it.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
If you send it to me, I have the director's addresses.
Okay.
I could send them to the directors.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sent you the listing from KPFTX minus the two people from KPFA. I guess Andrea could fill those in. But if you send it to me, I can send it to the directors.
Okay, so I'll send it to you. And maybe what we can do is have somebody volunteer to at least read what came out. The amended motion for this committee that happened, I believe, in 2008. Yeah, April 2008, and it was agreed upon by the National Board. And then we can get into some of the directions we've tried to take and, of course, get input from all of you. And you can feel free to say why you want to be on this committee and, you know, and some of your issues. Okay, Nia, I just sent it to you.
Okay. And Nia, you'll send it out. Okay.
Yes,
right.
I will.
Thank you.
Right.
And
so,
is there a way to cut and paste the agenda? I'm sorry, I'm speaking on the turn. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay.
Is there a way to cut and paste the agenda? Or
I can try to cut and paste it.
Or I guess you just go through it because I honestly can't remember what you said.
Okay.
I can't remember what's on the agenda.
Right. Well, we sort of decided to we will, after we read the purpose of the Racism and Sexism and Discrimination Committee, we would then elect the chair, but I sort of thought it was important that we went out of order a little bit, but that we maybe started with that and then we could elect the chair. And then discuss some of the goals and objectives and establish a meeting schedule and then adjourn. So let me send this out to you as well, Nia. Now, Nia, do you have that motion? Because I was going to ask if you would like to volunteer reading it or to read it, or maybe Andrea, if she gets it.
Yes, I just got it.
Okay.
And I'm getting the email. Get it together. As you know, my eyesight is not that quick.
Okay.
So,
no problem. All right, so I'm going to send you the draft agenda, and as soon as we get this all together, we can maybe set up a listserv and all this stuff, and that way we can send everything to everybody with one shot.
Oh, that would be good. Okay.
Exactly. So to Nia Bediako again, because I don't yet, as of yet, have everybody in my automatic email thing.
May I ask a question,
sure.
Lisa?
Yes.
Is this committee considered what's outlined in the in our bylaws? Is the Committee of Inclusion, is this the same?
Well, you know something.
Or is that separate?
Right. It's interesting. I'm sorry. Go on.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Right. It's very interesting that you should ask about the Committee of Inclusion. This committee is technically separate. Well, it is separate from the COI, but we do realize that there will be some overlap with some of the committees. And in fact, the last time that this committee was fully active, we did try to convene a committee with the COIs, the Committees of Inclusion, throughout the various stations to find out how we could work together better. And when we tried to convene that meeting, it was at the end of 2008, we had to go into a committee of the whole because we were not able to make quorum for that particular meeting. And, right, but let me see also if I'm going to pull up, and I've been trying to pull up various things, you know, and going over my notes about this, but I think that I saw that, like, the mandate of the Committee of Inclusion, and one of the things that we could possibly think about is trying to reestablish a pretty good relationship with the COI to see how we could, you know, work with each other in the various signal areas. So maybe that's something to think about, to try to call a meeting again with, you know, members from the COIs on the various LSDs, because we did try to do that. So it's interesting that you would ask that question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I kind of delved a little into the COI,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of figured out that the COI, Committee of Inclusion,
mm-hmm.
is in the bylaws, but that it actually exists out in the signal areas,
right.
And that each signal area should have a Committee of Inclusion, theoretically, and that at least one national board member should be on the committee, and that there's basically five pieces of the Committee of Inclusion, each activating in its own signal area. And after that, it kind of went fuzzy on me. But what I kind of figured out was that somehow or another, the five local committees of inclusion together made up the National Committee of Inclusion, and it started getting fussier for me, and after a while, I kind of just blanked out. Is that kind of what it says in the bylaws? I did not get the impression that it was a national committee like this committee,
mm-hmm.
or any of the other committees.
Right. Alberto, you are on the right track, definitely. Neil, let me ask you a question. Do you feel that you're comfortable with reading the new mandate of this committee? Or one of the reasons I'm asking is because I see that the Committee of Inclusion is mentioned in the new mandate in terms of our relationship with that committee.
No, okay. I was just saying that it's in the bylaws, and that's where I kind of got that idea. In other words, what I'm saying is I don't think there's no connection between the ARDC and the Committee of Inclusion other than we should have a COI, but most of us don't.
I understood what you were saying, Alberto, but I was just asking Nia if she has the... Oh, no problem.
Okay.
No problem at all. And then we can get into your conversation because, Nia, if you have that motion to read?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe you can read that, the new mandate, and then we could, it will segue into the COI, and then I'll also send around the mandate of the COI through the bylaws.
Okay.
Found the way I did before through Nia, and this time I'll include Andrea's name on it as well.
Okay. Okay. Well, the text of the motion became effective Sunday, April 14th, 2008, reads, motion to change the name, responsibilities, and composition of the Committee to Investigate Allegations of Racism and Sexism. 1. The Committee to Investigate Allegations of Racism and Sexism will be renamed the Committee on Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination. This committee shall be responsible for coordinating investigations of allegations of racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination by members of local station boards and the Pacifica National Board after procedures for such investigations have been approved by the PNB. In addition, the committee's responsibilities will include A, receiving periodic reports from each sister station's Committee of Inclusion, and promotion, I guess that's what it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be promoting.
Oh, sorry. And promoting information, sharing, cooperation, and use of best practices by those committees, and B, studying and offering recommendations on foundation policies to monitor and eliminate racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination at all levels within the foundation. 2, in addition to the current membership of one director from each sister station, plus one affiliate director, all elected by the PNB, the Committee on Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination shall also include 2 delegates, not then serving as directors, such elected by each of the 5 local station boards using single transferable voting. Oh. And that's it.
All right. And Andrea, I just I sent an email to you and Nia again about the mandate of the COI. Did you get that email from me?
Okay.
I need to check.
Okay. And this is the mandate?
Yeah, the mandate of the COI. Do you have that?
Okay,
yes, I do.
Because I was going to ask if you just want to see, now that email, the mandate is a part of a long email with that, but if you just want to scroll down to where it says Section 4 within that email, the Committees of Inclusion, and maybe just read that paragraph about the mandate of the Committees of Inclusion, and then if everybody is okay with that afterwards, I can give a brief synopsis of some of the work that we've done, and then we could maybe sit down and talk about some of the things that we definitely need to accomplish this year with this committee, okay?
Okay. Section 4, Committees of Inclusion.
Right.
In addition, there shall be established in each of the foundation's radio station areas standing committees of the board to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in their respective radio station areas. These committees of inclusion shall include one director and three LSB members from each radio station area who shall be elected by their respective LSB and such additional individuals as those four shall choose by majority vote. The Committees of Inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSB. They will also monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSB appropriate committee to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. These Committees of Inclusion shall monitor diversity participation in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the board, the status of which shall be published and maintained in each respective radio station area. Committees deemed to be underrepresented by the Committees of Inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the board, the respective LSBs, and any local outreach committee. Station managers and appropriate LSB committees will be expected to consider these communities in their future decisions about staffing, programming, candidate outreach, subject to any applicable state and federal laws and regulations. All station managers and committees of inclusion will report to the board and their respective LSBs quarterly on the status of diversity within their radio station area. The board shall query and monitor radio station areas with identified underrepresented communities and any plans for addressing these underrepresented communities increased participation. Where necessary, with due notice, the board will suggest and or direct managers and committees to implement specific measures to improve the status of underrepresented communities in their respective radio station area. The board will assist and encourage station managers and committees of inclusion in finding new ways to improve recruitment efforts in their respective radio station areas.
Thank you. The
Committee of Inclusion, Section 4 of the CND bylaws.
Right. And thank you so much for reading that. And now just to go back to the agenda, we need to elect a permanent chair and a permanent secretary. So do we have any nominations for a permanent chair, or for the chair of the committee, I should say?
This is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
I'd like to nominate Lisa Davis.
Okay, and I will accept. Do we have any other nominations?
Acclamation.
I'm sorry, was somebody saying something?
I said acclamation.
Yes,
oh, okay.
I
right. If we hearing no other nominations, I guess these nominations will be closed, and somebody has suggested that we accept the nomination for the chair by acclamation, or we accept that person to be the chair by acclamation. Here, are there any objections to that? Oh, okay. Hearing no objections, then I, Lisa Davis, do humbly accept the position of... Was somebody saying something?
No, I was just saying yay.
Oh, I like that. I like applause.
Okay, all right.
I'll always set
applause. That was Lisa Davis, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Right. So I, Lisa Davis, humbly accept the position of chair of this committee, and thank you all so much for your vote of confidence in me. And secondly, now we will take nominations for the chair of this committee.
Secretary.
For the secretary. Thank you. Oh, I'm like, that didn't come out right. For the secretary?
This is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
I'd like to nominate Andrea Turner.
Andrea, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations?
Again, I would like to move that we accept Andrea by acclamation.
That's our favorite line.
Right. And I love it. Are there any objections to accepting by acclamation Andrea Turner as the chair, as the secretary? Hearing none, we have a new secretary of the committee to investigate allegations of racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination. And thank you so much. Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was
painless. Andrea Turner, except. Okay.
Usually we don't like to leave that open too long because we don't like to give people a chance to say no. Okay. Right. So moving right along with this agenda, number four on the agenda is to discuss goals and objectives. And if one of the things I would like to do, if that's okay with everybody, is to just give a little brief update as to what this committee has done. Right, and then we can talk about where we need to go and what other people would also like to see this committee do. Again, let me find my notes a moment. Please bear with me. Okay. All right.
May I raise a question?
Yes, please do.
Chairperson Davis. I guess I had it confused with the committees of inclusion, but I thought that our committee did a survey of males, females, genders, race, throughout the whole network, but apparently that's something that the committees of inclusion.
Right.
Okay. So then we're back to possibly setting up, from what I'm getting, a process in which people can grieve. Is that? Should the HR person also be assigned to this committee? I did notify him, him being Ahmad Anderson, and he said that he would work with us once we get our objectives in place. So, just wanted to give you a heads up.
Point of information, ma'am?
Oh, yes, please.
Who's speaking? I'm sorry, I don't know the voices yet. Who's speaking?
That was Andrea, and I'm sorry.
Oh.
Before we speak, we all should mention our name.
Right,
Andrea. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
And maybe our similar areas. Andrea, I was going to say, with the questions you ask, it's like, are you sure you weren't on this committee before? Because, you know, I'm glad to see we're on the same page, because those are some of the very issues that this committee had discussed, and we always wanted to make sure that we were, anything that we did, and at least in terms of setting up procedures and things of that nature, was definitely in compliance with the Pacifica personnel policies and the HR director, and also that was in compliance with, you know, the California state laws and also the laws throughout the other signal areas in terms of employment. Although this committee was primarily set up pertaining to board issues, so not issues related to staff within Pacifica. But we still wanted to make sure that we were not bumping heads with any policies that had been implemented. And just to get into a little bit about what has been happening, and then that might address some of your questions, Andrea. And also, it will also help to form some of where we need to go with this as well. So far, most of this committee's work so far has been dealing with trying to set up workshops about sensitivity training pertaining to racism and to discuss issues of racism. And we were able to do that. I believe we set up, I want to say we set up at least two workshops, maybe three workshops, I believe. And I will send around to all of you a report that will give the dates, at least the years in which they did happen. But we did. I think if my memory serves me correctly, we were able to set up at least three workshops pertaining to the issues of racism and, you know, trying to implement sensitivity training or just discussions about this. We had also, were looking into, like, things such as some online training recommendations that could happen, as well as, we looked into some of that. We also began to work on, and this is something that we really need to focus on this year, because we had given consideration and had begun to draft a possible proposal and as to how this committee could work and regarding developing guidelines for investigating allegations of racism and sexism and other forms of discrimination. And we realized that this committee was set up by the National Board, and we are in various areas throughout this country. And so we really need to try to formulate a very well-organized and very fair process, a very tight process of how this should be done. And usually when we've had that conversation before in the past, because everybody has their various ideas, that sort of as, you know, we need to give much more form. So one of the things that I think this committee needs to really work on is like I said, more form, you know, setting up procedures. At least let's put something to the PNB and say this is how we think it should be. And, you know, and of course, you know, they will look it over as well. But at least we should really try to get the ball rolling this year with that. And another thing with the racism and sexism, or the anti-racism and sexism workshops and things of that nature, and even with some of the online training, our financial situation was a little different back then, although it was still, you know, it was still somewhat difficult, but things are quite different now. And any kind of training, of course, comes with money. And so, you know, that sort of, I don't want to say stop the training, but that really became an issue. And it's definitely even more of an issue right now in terms of cost or something like that. So whenever we do think about something like that, we definitely need to make sure that we think about the budget and where, you know, how to do this training as, you know, as budget-wise as possible. So... let me just see. I'm trying to go through some of my notes here and talk at the same time. Bear with me one moment, please. Also, we in 2007, we had drafted some language that we thought should go into the code of conduct. And that had passed this committee, but we submitted appointed to the Pacifica National Board. And I know when I was on the National Board, it was not an easy task to finalize a code of conduct. And to be very honest with you, I don't know if that ever happened. Nia, do you recall a code of conduct ever being finalized by the National Board? Because you came on the board not long after I left.
Yes. That was fine. Well, I think they're just finalized in the sense that they're just using what was there before. But in terms of adding any language that came out of this committee, because
mm-hmm.
I have been on this committee for what now? This is my second year, third year?
Right.
Nothing was incorporated, so that has not been updated.
Okay, so maybe one of the things, and Andrea, I will just ask you in terms of one of your notes, if you could be specific to put this in there, that maybe one of the things we need to do is to get a recent copy of the Code of Conduct, which everybody throughout the board should have, but we definitely need to look at that. Right, and then I can send you what was proposed that should be included in the Code of Conduct from this committee. And maybe that's one of the things we can review and decide. Okay. Well, actually, it was submitted, so I don't know what happened with that, but that's something to follow up on. And certainly this committee could review it again and, you know, to think, you know, so I'll make sure that that gets out to everybody.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Yes?
Madam Chair? This is
yes.
Nia?
Yes,
I could look for it in the meantime to see if I could find it. If it's not in my old email address,
okay.
The code
thank
of
you.
Is. Okay.
Thank you. No problem. Okay. Hold on a second. A moment. One of the things that also came up throughout some of our discussions in the past was to examine the guidelines and suggestions of outside organizations such as. The NAACP, the National Organization for Women, and some of these other organizations that have done quite a bit of work on issues of civil rights and discrimination or combating discrimination and issues of sexism and even other issues. Like I would even say toward that, maybe we could also look at some of the organizations like that work. I know that there's the Americans with Disabilities Act. I can't think of the name of the organization that really worked on that, but maybe we could look at those various organizations such as that as well to try to get guidelines and things like that for how they dealt with certain issues. So that would have been suggested in the past to do that.
ADA and all of that.
Right. So the ADA, the NAACP, the National Organization for Women, and again, Andrea, I will ask if you'll just be specific about writing some of the things in terms of what we need to do and follow up on.
Okay.
Right, so thank you. That way we will be sure to stay on track with what we need to do.
Yeah, we'll do that now, death.
Right. I'm sorry, what did you say?
To look at other groups.
Right. Just to see what they're doing and what some of their research and their recommendations and their studies have shown in terms of how they would handle disputes within their organizations or how they recommend that organizations, you know, comply with some of these issues or some of these ways of handling various disputes that could arise.
Okay.
And I will say this much, being on the Pacifica National Board, I did learn a lot about issues that I did not think about before that involved the Americans or people with the disabilities. I remember that they were always giving presentations, people who work with the Americans with Disabilities Act, and they were always giving presentations about things that many of us took for granted, such that when I was working in New York in some of these very tall buildings and these high-rises, whenever they would have like fire drills and stuff like that. And I would always think to ask, well, what do you do if you have somebody with a disability, somebody who might be have a mobility impairment? How do you get somebody like that out? And they would always stop and look at me like, you had to ask that question. But anyway, so that was just one of the things that came out of my working on the national board. I would have never thought about that. But anyway, you know, those kind of things are things that, we need to be sensitive about, and that we can maybe begin to reach out to some of these organizations to that could help give us some guidelines as well. Right. And one of the other things that I will just pull out from the past that we had begun to do, but again, we were just not able to do it, and I think this had to do more with budget issues. And we might find the same thing again, but that was some online training programs that worked with this. And sometimes some of the online training programs might be relatively cost-effective. And there was the name of one of the programs that was recommended, but I just don't want to say it right now publicly on the stream. But I will send it in the notes. That way we can begin to look at that organization as well to see what they have and also others. And we might be able to find, you know, some things that we could do. And then lastly, I will also send these notes around. This came from a report, some of the things that I'm saying now, that was prepared for the National Board in 2008. But I will also just say that there was a rough draft of guidelines that was proposed that we followed, that we looked at somewhat, but we never really got into the nuts and bolts of that. And I will submit that again. And that came from very closely examining what Robert's Rules of Order said about how to investigate various, various issues or various complaints if they should ever arise. So I will send that out to, I will probably send it out to Andrea and Nia again, not at this point, but until I get everybody's emails. And this is something that we can begin to look at. And I would say, the guidelines and procedures is one of the things, one of the first things I think we should begin to work on. And then just one other thing that came to my mind as well. When we did have our meeting with the CO, some representatives from the committees of inclusion throughout the various boards, this was in December of 2008, we did recommend as a way to also help facilitate the work of the COI, we did suggest that when Pacifica, when they are soliciting candidates to run for the local station boards, that there should be a survey that they should send out, because one of the things with the COI, which was one of the reasons that I had Andrea read it, that they also talked about to make sure that there was diversity among candidates. And so one way to ensure that, or at least have some record of that, would perhaps to have a volunteer form that some of the candidates could fill out. And that was discussed. But, of course, I would, toward that end, I would certainly propose that we have at some point another meeting with the people working with the CO on the various COIs to, look at that issue again and to come together around whether or not we should do that, and then to try to get that done, if not for this election, definitely for the up ones that will be forthcoming. So that's something else that we need to look at again.
This is Nia, Madam Chair.
Yes. Yes.
As someone who is differently abled, mm-hmm. I don't know, and I would also like to get Alberto's opinion on this. I like to be, this word about being disabled, I actually like the phrase differently abled. And being Pacifica, I think we should probably try to use that language. It's, when you say disabled, I guess it's just an archaic phrase, but differently abled is that we see things differently. In my case, I guess Alberto's case, and we have to read differently. You know what I mean? It's not that we aren't able to. It's just that we differently.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you should bring that up, because I remember one time I used the word differently able. I was wrote something on the public LSB public, the WBA public LSB listserv, and somebody responded back to me, and this is a person in a wheelchair, and she said, "Oh, please, we hate that word. The word is people with disabilities or something like that." So,
okay.
So that's what made me say it. But but you raised good issues.
What does he think?
Well, let me chime in on this. People have different ways of describing that particular, if I may say, situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very set on any of the issues as it relates to people with disabilities. Like in my case, the normal term that has always been used in the past is blind. Alberto is blind. I have become conscious of the fact that blind is not a negative term, but people that are sensitive, if I may use the term, and who mm-hmm. might think that I might object to the word blind, would say visually impaired, and I normally tell people just to be on the safe side myself
mm-hmm.
is I'm visually impaired, and as opposed to saying I'm blind.
Right.
So in that particular situation, either of the two terms does not bother me at all. It is very, very difficult to be sensitive because like Lisa pointed out, she said that word and it didn't go well with the person that was in the wheelchair. So I think the most important thing as we're dealing with sexism and with racism and with disabilities is the fact that we have to have a very internal sense of sense of the person and how you view that person. And again, I'm visually impaired. It doesn't bother me if somebody says that I'm blind, because it's mm-hmm. true. Okay, so that's what I think about it. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I don't know how a person on a wheelchair would react. I just don't know. In my case, I'm blind. You want to, say it differently? I'm visually impaired, and that's about the two ways that I could describe my condition.
Okay.
That's how I view it.
Okay.
Well, that's great, and that's why we can see that part of the work of this committee is not just about, one aspect of it is investigating issues of, racism and sexism and discrimination, but another big aspect of it is to understand, the various sensitivities that people have or the various issues that they face and always trying to show sensitivity for people and how they feel, and also the right of people to define with them what their issues are. I think that's very important.
And I think to add to what you're saying, Madam Chair, is mm-hmm. that part of our consciousness as a group, is having those internal feelings. And I don't know how we could train ourselves, how you can do training on internal feelings as mm-hmm. it relates to different racial, ethnic, language, sexuality, whether you be feminist or not, whether you be, GBLT,
mm-hmm.
All of those things. And it takes a great heart, I think, to be able to absorb all mm-hmm. of the differences within our world and our communities. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how we could train for all of that, but we should move forward and do the best we can with what we've got. And that's what mm-hmm. I tell people. Alberto does the best he can with what he's got, and hopefully get out of the way, because he's going to come in stumbling, and he's not drunk. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. And just one thing to add on to what you just said, Alberto, and that also part of this is the ability for people to be able to hear, so that if somebody does say, you know something, that term, I don't really like that term so much that you use, and for the other person to be able to understand, because they might not have meant anything by that term, but I have found so frequently people say, oh, it doesn't mean that, or so what, I didn't mean that by it, instead of just saying, oh, okay. That,
sure.
You know, so anyway, but, okay.
All right.
Yeah, but again, this is something to also look into, you know, because we want to, you know, raise these issues and to look into how we can work with various people and stuff like that. Okay?
Sure.
So, let's...
Madam Chair, it's about 9:34.
Okay.
First time. So I just wanted to give you a time heads up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to do right now is, well, let me look at the agenda again. Hold on a second. Let me look at the agenda a moment to make sure that I'm not overlooking something. I guess toward that end, you know something, maybe we should right now, because it's getting a little late, maybe we should look at setting up, or why don't we do this, because we don't have a lot of people on the call, or we know that there's more people, so maybe we should at least set up our next meeting date, and then once we get more people, then maybe we could look at trying to, you know, set up like a meeting schedule. But why don't we, because I always would forget to set the next meeting whenever I chair these committees, and then I'd hang up and people were like, we didn't set the next meeting. So if that's okay, if we could go to setting the next meeting. And then I think I would like to conclude with just opening up the floor to some of my comrades on this board, I mean on this committee, and to get your impressions and then learn a little bit more about you and what you bring to this and how, what you hope that this committee will be able to do. Okay?
Excellent.
So
I have a comment.
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
I was on the, I'm also on the, help me. One of us is on that same committee yesterday. We have so many committees.
Oh, I know.
We were on the program committee, and just for your information, Madam Chair, because this becomes a juggling act for you. We were in the programming committee yesterday, and it seemed like as of yesterday, we took up the last day that was open for meetings in April. So maybe you might want to look into the calendar and see if there's any empty spot for us to meet.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the biggest problem with our meetings, that people are taking up the days, and we're being pretty much, you know, well, go ahead and check on your April calendar and see if there are any open dates, given the fact that there have, yes.
Yes, Alberto, I'm looking at the April calendar, and it looks like, this is Andrea speaking, I'm sorry.
Yes, Andrea.
The 27th is open. The 20th is open, the 22nd, and then we go to the full PMB meeting down in LA after that. On the 26th is the audit. But then we have open the 27th and the 29th.
Right.
So unless you want to go to the 15th or the 16th, that looks open as well.
I would just say that the 15th is tax day. Is that usually a busy day for everybody?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Last minute.
We may want to just take that last Tuesday of every month or every other month, however you want to do it.